This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It seems we have gathered here together, one and all, for the benefit of the many. The few benefiting the many, that's a good thing. We benefit from you, you benefit from us, not a bad deal. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is the J. Victoria Keelan is the V. Doug Steffen is the D. And Jay Kirshner is another J. We got two for the price of one. We got one J in the DJV show. We got two J's, actually, here at the ready. On the, Tuesday, the 26th of January, a lot of people are talking about Joe Biden. A lot of people are talking about that tornado in Alabama. How bad was it, Victoria? You were nosing around
pictures.
That.
Yeah, this was in Jefferson County, Alabama. It hit not that long ago, just a few hours ago, and the damage looks just, you know, like very typical of what you see when stuff just gets flattened, hotels
and
large structures, lots of damage. There's one picture. A guy tweeted, he and his wife apparently were awakened by local weather radio and some sort of, a tornado signal. And so he and his wife and their baby, the baby is a young baby, who's the picture of their bedroom, the baby's little bassinet is right next to the bed. And he got his wife and the baby out of the house, and 10 minutes later, a telephone pole went right through the bedroom wall, basically dividing their king-size bed. It's a gnarly picture, and he said he couldn't believe, listening to local weather radio saved their lives. They absolutely would have been killed by this. It's just insane. So tornadoes freak me out more than any other natural disaster.
Unless you can find a bridge to hide out, or a culvert or something to get underneath the road or somewhere underground. Yeah, it is. It's kind of noisy and messy and not much fun. Mm-hmm. So we have the Biden presidency, and as usual, there's always a naysayer or two. Yesterday, at this time, we were talking about the Buy America plan, which looks like a pretty good idea here, pushing American brands, getting things made for us, what people have been asking for, basically. $400 billion of government purchases of American-made goods, $300 billion in the technology and manufacturing areas. And so apparently we're trying to counter the Chinese because they have strong business subsidies in place as well. 3% of their annual government spending is to businesses. Well, it's kind of a fake because they own the businesses. They own everything anyway. But it's an interesting thing to compare to. And so now, okay, we got all of these things that are that I think are significant. And if it's lip service only, maybe it'll influence some people. But it looks like there's some money behind it.
Got closed, and so that's the important thing. It's on the permits, because every American company can apply for a permit to do business overseas. And it's, you know, what I've been saying about Shark Tank. It drives me crazy that everybody, you know, entices these inventors I've got connections in China. Yeah, everything's going to go to China.
Yeah.
So, but you have to apply for a permit if you're an American business to do business in China. This closes some loopholes. Which, to Trump's credit, and this is something that he also wanted to do. I don't know about the loopholes specifically, but we know his stance was very much anti-China. And so this actually does, from what I've read, it closes the loopholes and allows for far fewer permits. Like, you need to have a really, really good reason going forward to be doing business in China and manufacturing there. So hopefully this can make a dent. Obviously, it's not the only thing that we need to do. The tariffs that the Trump administration put in place on China are remaining. So it's
really should.
Yeah, and I think it's just a more, instead of a one-on-one, attack on China, I think this is one of the things that appealed to me about Biden as a candidate, is his plan is to, ally strong and closing loopholes and kind of circling the wagons around China instead of just going right for the nose,
Well,
so hopefully it'll work.
I see, there are a lot of plans been put forth by various presidents as they get into office, they get started and say, okay, we're going to do this, new and improved. And somehow or other they don't work. But it's a little early to be pulling the plug on this stuff. And so the naysayers, they can go pound sand as far as I'm concerned. There are a lot of people who find good in this and any other plan. You know, the Trump thing with the tariffs, I'm happy that's staying in place. There are a lot of farmers, well, not farmers, scratch farmers. There are a lot of big ag concerns. They're upset about the tariffs because it affected the ability of China, or at least they thought that it would affect the ability of China to buy our wheat and our grain and stuff. But you know what? Because we have more than anybody else, they have to buy from us. So you crank up the price and make them pay, as far as I'm concerned.
The only criticism that I think I see is from a jobs perspective during a pandemic and during a delicate economy, because a lot of people, and I support it. I think we have to make the hard choices because China's such a problem. So I actually don't take issue with it at all. But the only criticism that I see from, like, Yahoo Finance is that they're it closes down the opportunity for price competition, essentially. So for those, especially for the communication sector, it's going to hit them hard. And so they're saying there could be economic impacts because of that. But you know what?
When you say communications, are you talking about iPhones,
like,
and that kind
like
of
the
stuff?
Phones, strategic mm-hmm. communications, that kind of mm-hmm. stuff are going to be the industries that are affected most. And I don't take issue with this. It's just they're saying that the timing of it makes it harder with the economy's trying to recover from the pandemic. But at some point, we have to do this.
Yeah, bite the bullet. Well,
you know, and also, like, from a tech perspective, though, a lot of most tech that we buy is so overpriced that, you know, no one needs, and it does not cost Apple $1,200 to make an iPhone. That's just what they.
$12 to make an iPhone.
Yeah, that's just what they choose to charge, and we are stupid enough, and myself included.
Well, we're going to still buy it. And that thing is that it's, and that's what they're saying the economic impact will be, is that stuff is just going to get more expensive because Apple is not going to do the right thing and take less profit.
Was it Thursday or Friday after I tried to get a prescription for Eliquis and it was $1,700. So I did some investigating into my plan, and the plan allows for the plan Part D allows for me to buy stuff, and that's not the right price. So I went yesterday to the drugstore to show them a copy of the plan, and the lady got very defensive, and I said, well, you're just passing through the charges, right? You don't have anything to do with the price of the overpricing of all of this stuff. And she kind of looked at me and said, well, you know, we make deals, as one would wonder or not wonder, CVS and Walgreens and the other big
100%.
Drug companies, they make deals with these companies. And so to say that we, you know, it's disingenuous, it's actually untruthful to say we don't have any control over the prices, that's garbage, that's BS. Mm. And so what we're...
That's why certain medical plans can order certain medicines that others can't.
Right.
Because
yeah, well, but for this discussion, for application here, many of these drugs are manufactured in China. And they cost very little, as you were saying. It's $1,200 for something that's $12 actually to build this. Somebody told me the Eliquis, a bottle of Eliquis costs $9 to produce. And yet they jack up the price to $1,700 in America. Mm-hmm. And there's something really, really sick and wrong with that. Meanwhile, back to the Buy America thing. You know, there are laws governing purchases that the feds do. Been on the books since FDR, when it was one of the first things he did in 1933, was to make sure that the federal government purchased things that are at least assembled in the United States. And that has gone by the wayside to a point. Now it's back in. Apparently 97% of all goods purchased will be following the rules, if you will, that require domestically produced components inside the goods to be made in the U.S. now. So that's the difference.
Well, and it's basically about federal purchases of American-made goods, because there's an order on the books that needed some tightening. So that's kind of what the target was. What I think I'm really interested to see, and the question went to Jen Psaki, the press secretary, yesterday, is what is the stance on China and trade? And they didn't really give an answer on that. I think it's really important. China's already tested the Biden administration. They did it yesterday. They flew some airplanes into Taiwanese waters and tried to test to see what the response was. And the response was really literally nothing. Xi Jinping then at Davos said that he wanted a Cold War with the United States. So I think at some point, I mean, I think Biden is trying to make this seem like this is his big plan against China when it's really tightening a restriction about American goods. I'm really curious to know what the trade policy is going to be, because we haven't heard it yet. It's one of those floating Biden policies that they haven't really committed him to. And I think we need to know. I mean, China is not something that we can just float on for a little while.
No,
it is
early.
But it's, you know, it's one of those things typically you hear on the campaign trail, and we haven't been able to hear that yet. So I think it needs to happen pretty soon, especially when it comes to China, because you can't give them room to float. Obviously, they're already testing.
The Biden administration is saying that COVID-19 herd immunity will be in place by early summer. Is that the time when the 100 million vaccinations will have taken place? Is that 100
That's
days
the plan.
From the
yeah.
beginning?
Yeah, 100 million in the first 100 days, and then another, I guess, 100 million beyond that. I'm not sure. The herd immunity thing, and I'm, you know, we have doctors
vaccine,
on the show.
Though.
Yeah. No, the herd immunity thing that a lot of people talk about, it has a crazy range, 40 to 80%. Dr. Fauci has said things in the 70 percentile. I've heard other doctors in Europe talk about, you know, 50 to 60%. I don't think anybody really knows the answer to that. And so I'm not really sure.
That's all predictions.
It's kind of a crystal ball. I don't really know. I think we'd be better off just trying to get more vaccinations in people.
Yep, let's get it done. All right, 17 after the hour on the DJV program. Speaking of getting things done, how's your cookie supply, ladies? Everybody got their Ebon's cookies, or eat them all up? If you're all done, we'll have to get some more, as a lot of people now that started the first round. We started talking about Ebon's, what, just before Christmas, wasn't it, a week or two? Or
I think so, yeah.
Three before Christmas, like in there. And the orders were fabulous, and people were really excited. Now it's time for round two, depending on what you ordered. But if you haven't been in there yet, I'm not worried about the people who have bought already, because they know how good all the breads are, all the rolls are, all the cookies are. You have that myriad of choices when you go to Ebon's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com, knowing that there's no gluten in the product. And then you think about the taste. We have all tasted these white chocolate cherry oatmeal cookies. We've tasted
the chocolate chip cookies are amazing.
Cranberry, yeah. They're
oh
all,
my gosh.
They're all fabulous.
And even if you don't subscribe to eating gluten-free, or if you
it
don't need
taste
to,
like it.
It doesn't,
no.
Yeah, you won't know the difference. The cinnamon raisin bread is incredible. It's just, it's so, so delicious. And, you know, my husband doesn't need to eat gluten-free, and he didn't even know the difference. He just thought it was so good. He
that's the thing.
It.
Thank you. Bingo. You don't know the difference. You can't tell the difference. So do yourself a favor. Start with the good stuff, the cookies. Then you can go to the bread. That's what I start with, the cookies.
Right. It's I didn't even know they made raisin bread. Is like a
cookie
treat.
Man.
So yeah. I didn't even know they made other things besides cookies, because that's all you focus on.
That's all I talk about, right. All right. When you check out at ebonsbakehouse.com, use the DJV code. Big discount. I think 15% is what you get. 100% money back guarantee if you don't like them. But nobody gets that, because everybody likes them. That's ebonsbakehouse.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples. M227, exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/custom prints for details.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it. With convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, we have a good day upon us here. It's the, it was the Good Day Show before it was the DJV Show. These ladies spoil it all, folks. It used to be, wow, what a wonderful thing, and now we have a more wonderful thing. Is that good English? More wonderful? Yeah, it's the plu. Let's see, we have the comparative, right, and the superlative degree.
Yes.
So, it is, you are more wonderful, Victoria, and
thank
Jennifer's
you.
More wonderful.
You are more wonderful with your grammar than most people.
Wonderful.
Yeah, right, Stefan.
Yeah, right. Miles was teaching. We did. Miles and I were doing how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Wow, that sounds
night.
Long. I bet that yes. went on forever with a six-year-old.
Well, he got it, actually, after a few takes. He came. He would run. He'd run up to the, because Megan holds the phone. So he'd run up to the phone, and he'd do his grabs, this what's going on kind of stuff. I got him the two things he likes the most. For Christmas, I got him a karaoke thing.
So I'm sure Megan loved that.
We have some video. I probably should post it. And he also, I got him one of those ocular binoculars that has one thing you can see at nighttime outside. So he's, and apparently there are a couple of other things that come with a karaoke because he's experienced them all. And so he will do a little karaoke for him, and then he'll run away to do something, and then he'll come back. So Megan and I were talking about the words, you know, she's an English professor at UCLA, so she's always thinking about that stuff, and the kid's got good grammar, and he wrote a story yesterday, and she was reading me the story, because he's just starting to write. And so then he came back in, and we were talking about words, and all of a sudden I said, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? And Megan went on, because it was one of the funniest little things that she did when she was a little kid. So Miles was looking curiously at both of us, and then he said, what does that mean, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? And so I explained it to him, and he went away and came back again, and what is that again, Gramps? And so they were practicing it. It was, how did I get off? Why did I get off on that? Oh, we're talking
words.
About grammar. Words. Words are important. 25 after the hour on the DJV program. So we have, speaking of words, a lot of things going on in Jay's bailiwick. She has several of them, including a focus on gas prices, which we'll get to right after this.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Okay, there we are. Just saying to the ladies, one of the guys that worked on the farm yesterday, half of his tooth got cracked and fell out into an oil bucket. And he found it and went to the dentist, and they put it back in happily.
There. Oh, gosh.
Lovely, yes. Well, it was well lubricated. All right, speaking of lubrication, gas prices, Miss J, what do we have? What are people, have we got any more unusual numbers, or are they pretty much all the same, up 20 cents here and there?
Yeah, it pretty much sounds like everybody's had an increase across the board. Janice Kitchens tweeted it went from $1.75 to $1.95 in a matter of 2 weeks.
Where's
in
this?
Mississippi.
Wow. And a lot of refineries down in the Gulf. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and Dub Keller in Northeast Ohio says gas is now $2.15, and that is actually a huge increase.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of people seeing an increase in gas.
All right, prices, well, thinking about what that $2,000 it does, is it help with the gas prices? You've been asking about that, too. What about $2,000?
Yeah, if $2,000 is enough for a stimulus check. A lot of people are actually saying open up the country. I mean, Paul Brady says reopen the whole country like it was before the media-induced panic. Micah Alves says $2,000 is not enough. And Julie Knopp actually said that a lot of people aren't using the stimulus money to actually stimulate the economy.
What are they doing with it?
They're saving it.
Savings was way up.
That's why they're forcing you to get the debit card now with that additional $600.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I think you're going to see the economy explode in a couple of months, frankly, because a lot of pent-up demand. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, or fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org, number 3030.
Start the year off right. Don't miss Lowe's Just for Pros event, now through January 29th. The savings add up fast when you get deals on your go-to brands, like HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. During our Just for Pros event, get 25% off 5-gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Showcase. You can also take advantage of special offers and other savings opportunities to help keep your business moving. Shop in-store or on lowesforpros.com and choose pickup. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Offer valid...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left some people with serious injuries and caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night. About 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, the city of Centerpoint saw quite a bit of damage from the storm. That's according to Centerpoint Mayor Bobby Scott. The United States has reported its first known case of the COVID-19 P1 variant, first detected in Brazil. The Minnesota Department of Health confirmed the case on Monday. The so-called Brazil variant is thought to be more transmissible. It is not known whether it's more severe. Sam Vigil, a New Mexico man, has sued the sanctuary city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, for protecting his wife's murder suspect. Luis Romero, a three-time deported illegal immigrant and alleged gang member from Mexico, has been in federal custody in Texas and charged with murdering Vigil. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Gun sales in America is breaking records. John Clemens has more.
With so much fear of tighter gun control measures from the new administration, coupled with the pandemic and all the riots in the streets, Americans turned to firearms. I spoke to Edwin Walker, an attorney with a U.S. Law Shield.
The figure that the FBI has put out is the number 39,695,315. To keep in mind, this is the number of background checks. This is not necessarily the number of firearms that are purchased. That have been purchased because you can purchase multiple firearms with one background check.
Part of that record, 39,695,315, was almost 4 million for December. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The $20 bill is getting a facelift. Jeremy Scott reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Treasury Department plans to put Harriet Tubman, the 19th century abolitionist leader, on the 20, currently the nation's seventh president, Andrew Jackson's face occupied. The bill.
The Treasury Department is taking steps to resume efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the front of the new $20 notes. It's important that our notes, our money, people don't know what a note is, reflect the history and diversity of our country. And Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that.
Psaki says further details on the timing of the release of the new bill would come from the Treasury Department. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Traveling back into the time zone, this is the Yoda of Conversation Radio. Doug Steffen equals Yoda, and vice versa. Yoda is one of my heroes. Jennifer Horn's also one of my heroes, as is Victoria Keelan. And Jay's becoming, quickly becoming one of my heroes, too. Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with the story behind the story of the travel. What we think is going to be a very, very, very busy summer travel-wise, at least here in America, depending on how well things go elsewhere. The travel industry is gearing up, I think. And last summer, wasn't it the big deal last summer was to get, and even through the fall, a couple of friends of mine hired one of those RVs to drive cross-country. Instead of flying, bring all their dogs and stuff. They have a place in Palm Springs. They stay there a couple of months during the wintertime. And so they just put all everything into an RV, and it cost them, I don't know, it was like $5,000 or some crazy thing to pack everything into the RV and drive across the country with it. So I think the prices, people buying them, financing them, you know, better make a second home out of an RV instead of buying a second home or whatever. So what do we see if we had a crystal ball to look ahead, ladies? What do you think? Because travel restrictions have been one of the most effective pandemic responses, and that's why there's so much pent-up demand. People aren't really taking vacations. They are staycations, so they take a little time off here and there, and they'll stay home. They'll fix the house. You know, Home Depot and those places like that have gone bananas. Their profits are up a gazillion percent because everybody stayed home and fixed the house or did whatever, or
it's
fixing
true.
Cars and that kind of stuff. So anyway, what do we think is on the horizon? Victoria, you want to start? What do you see?
Well, there's a new study out from a travel blog site that I follow, and it shows, which is not surprising, but it shows that 63% of Americans say that they, quote-unquote, desperately need a vacation. And so 33% of American workers are actually, American workers left an average of 33% of their paid time off on the table last year because no one could go anywhere. And a lot of companies were not that generous and they didn't allow you to roll over your vacation days. So a lot of people basically normally, you know, you would earn an average of 17 to 18 vacation days and only like 7 or 8 of them were used. So, and in those cases, people stayed home. And did exactly what you were saying. They did staycations, or they rented an RV, or they did Airbnb, which Airbnb in the beginning of the pandemic, I was fascinated following a lot of the trends. But in the beginning of the pandemic, most people, including the executives at Airbnb, most people thought Airbnb was going to go out of business forever. It would never recover. People put their properties up for sale. It was just, you know, end of days. That was it. And then June hit, and all of a sudden everybody started getting antsy and they wanted to go somewhere. Yeah. And then Airbnb started noticing that they were getting booked. I mean, people were sold out. And so they did an average of 250 miles away from home. That was pretty much, they would either rent an RV or just do a road trip. And no one really went further than 250 miles. So I think this summer we're probably going to see, I would guess, even more of that. I think national parks are going to be a big draw this year. Anything that's outdoors that gets, you know, the family can do together, I think that's going to be a big trend.
I think it's a good thing. I think a lot of people, the only places they're going to stay away from are a place like California, where things are a mess. Very interesting. When you look around at the travel, the success stories of travel restrictions, Australia shut everybody out, and they're in good shape. Some of the places, like Ghana in Africa, closed themselves right down. New Zealand closed down. South Korea closed down. Taiwan closed down. Vietnam. And then you look on the at Canada's four Atlantic provinces, and they were all closed down, too, and they're in fabulous shape. So it looks like those travel bans work, but you know, you got to not have exceptions like living in California. The governor says don't go out to dinner, and he goes out to dinner.
Did that change yet, Jen? Yeah. Are they opening up anything?
Oh, yeah. They lifted. This is, you know, okay, my toot, as Doug would say,
no,
for
please.
The day, is that
they
say to follow the science, right? That's what we've been told a couple of things. Follow the science, and we've been told safer at home. Well, the science says that we are not safer at home, that 73% of cases of coronavirus are being transmitted in the household, not at home. So the state of California, people are going to other people's homes.
Repeat that, please.
73% of the current crop of coronavirus cases are being transmitted in people's homes.
Yeah, and they're going to visit other households. They're doing parties and dinners. And
so
you see it now with celebrities, too. It's like everyone's having people over for dinner, and it's like, well, hello. You're not supposed to do that.
So the dips in California say instead of letting people go out and eat outdoors, which you can do in California through the winter, where the restaurants are being told to have these extreme safety protocols, they instead are driving people home during the holidays to have house parties. And that's exactly what they did. And with the most extreme closures came the biggest spike in COVID cases. So here's what irks me. And if you try to tell me, not you, anybody in particular, I'm talking to Gavin Newsom. If you try to tell me that these yahoos
Hey, Gavin, you clown, listen to this.
Well, if you try to tell me that these yahoos are following the numbers and they're following the science, they're lying to you. This was political. This was stupid.
Of course
it was. This was about shutting people down. And anyway, on December 3rd, this is the number I was going to tell you. On December 3rd in L.A. County, that was the day that Gavin Newsom did his statewide shutdown order that usurped all of the shutdown orders locally. The hospitalizations in L.A. County were at 2,572 cases. Today, yesterday, when he lifted the order, the hospitalizations in L.A. County were at 6,697 cases.
Jeez.
And ICU capacity was at zero.
Yeah,
so you tell me if they're following the number. And he tried to come out and say, well, we're seeing improvements. No, ding dong, you're not. It's actually worse now than it was. Come out like a man and say you were wrong, that this was bad
he's
science that you were
he's
following.
Not a, he's not. He's
well,
not
the only reason he's doing this now is because his recall effort is actually picking up steam. And his Democrat advisor is saying, well, this is a coup. No, this is something legally that people can do to remove you from office, and you're a huge failure.
Stupid.
Right.
My friends in California are all, you know, very liberal, and they just can't stand him. They're, I don't know who's even supporting him at this point. Maybe some celebrities who don't pay attention to the news.
You know any conservative friends other than Jennifer?
Yeah, I do, actually. And they would side with Jen on this one.
Speaking of celebrities, I see Sylvester Stallone is listing his mansion where is it? He's got in Beverly Hills or Beverly Hills Park. 130 mil, a cool 130 mil. He wants to live in Palm Beach. They've got a big mansion there.
Let that sink in. He wants to leave California to go to Florida. Yeah, now, why do you think that's the case?
Yeah.
Because Florida, despite all of its craziness, is actually better run than California is. And
well, it's no income tax. That's really why everybody wants to go there.
No, it's not a bad thing. A 21,000 square foot home for 130 mil. Folks, 12 bathrooms. How about that?
130 million is, I don't know this particular area where he lives, but.
A lot of 130 million houses up there.
Yeah. But that's like a lot of $130 million houses. Yeah.
It's
really
on the side of the hill as you go
Sounds crazy.
Well, it is crazy. People spend that kind of money.
Real estate in California is crazy.
Lachlan McLaughlin spent $235 million for that house in Bel Air that had been under construction for like 7 years or something. I used to drive by when I had the house up on the hill there. It's ridiculous. You know, I mean, it isn't ridiculous. If you want to spend the money, it's your money. Do what you want. But it does seem to point out that there are differences in the economic realities of people. Anyway, if you want to move to Sylvester Stallone's house, his neighborhood includes Denzel Washington, Justin Bieber, Paul Reiser, Eddie Murphy, Rod Stewart, Magic Johnson, and Mark Wahlberg.
It's weird that the Biebs lives there, because it's this is a much older crowd. That's an odd neighborhood for them
to be in. Well, he's a mature man now.
Yeah, well.
Is he? He seems to be.
Haley was just reading a story. Yeah, I was just reading a story. He's like, oh, my arrest, that was so 7 years ago. I'm a much better person now.
Adele has finished off with her ex, apparently. I love this guy's name. I always like saying Kanaki. Right? Is that how you pronounce it? Simon Kanaki. Kanaki. You say
Where are you
Kanaki.
Being Kanaki from?
Kanaki. It sounds like knockwurst to me. I think of a sandwich when I look at this guy's name.
A shrewdberry?
Anyway, yeah, that's right. Oh, by the way, I heard, I sent a clip to Dick yesterday, and he had a couple of things to add to it. Let me see if I can find quickly. That was for those of you who weren't around listening to a prolonged conversation that we had yesterday about sandwiches versus shrewsburys. And Victoria, to her credit, I was very impressed with this, actually found the root cause of the evil was my friend Dick Summer, who was a very popular radio personality for 45, 50 years, many of them spent in Boston. And he was always talking. He used to have the Top Crumb Award for people who would work and show they were T-shirts and there were sweatshirts and hats and stuff.
Wait, is a crumb a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, the Top Crumb Award would go to people who are out there working to change the image of a sandwich to a Shrewsbury. And so he invited me to go to lunch with him next week so that I could get the Top Crumb Award for
to have a Shrewsbury together.
The last time he and I had lunch, he had a ham and cheese and I had a lobster sandwich. And we talked about it then. It's interesting because whenever we have lunch, it's always a Shrewsbury. It's never a sandwich. And he'll talk to the waitresses about that.
I bet. I'm sure they love that.
And brought back some pretty terrific memories. All right. Anyway, so I don't know that we can do a poll on that one, Jay. I think we're probably, folks wouldn't know. We have to explain it a lot because there aren't a lot of people who know about the real story.
Do you know what the Shrewsbury is? Yes or no?
Right, exactly. Right. Yes or no? All right, 44 past the hour.
I'm going to go to Jersey Mike's and order a Shrewsbury.
Right.
By the way, What's the latest on what's his face? Didn't get a pardon, or is he working on that? There were no pardons this early in administration, right? The guy from Tiger King.
No, I'm not going to go to the Tiger King if it is. That's how Joe's had it. Is if on day five he's offered the Tiger King.
Right. Your nose knows that it is your body's air filter. It's the king of the day. The air filter, the powered suction, the flush out, if you will, of all those dangerous germs and viruses and allergens in the mucus in your nose. That clean feeling that you get. You know, there are ways of protecting. After you clean it out, there are other products around that protect it. But if you do this once a day or so, you'll get rid of most of them. The allergies, the sinus congestion that people are experiencing now, and they go buy drugs and they want to do something, you know, to kill stuff with drugs. You don't have to do that. Just use this healthy, very clean, all-natural way. Good nasal hygiene is yours with the Navage Nasal Care System. It comes in two or three parts, put them together, bing, bang, boom. It even comes with batteries. How about them apples? The FDA says use this puppy. Good for everybody over the age of 12. So call, or actually it's better to order online, I think, Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. You don't have to use any discounts or anything. It's all the best prices. You save, you get free shipping on all your orders if you order online. So that's the idea. Nasal irrigation works, and it works wonderfully well with the Navage Nasal Care System at Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Abbott has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Abbott Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Abbott Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria shines with information. Here's a warning in a moment. We're going to tell you, actually, if you've got an Apple device, listen very carefully. We'll have that warning for you right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, this is big. Everybody listen up to Victoria with her warning from, for those of you who have Apple devices, listen very carefully.
Yeah, this is a follow-up to a story that we actually broke last week during Tech Talk, where a study had come out that iPhone 12s have multiple magnets in them because they can wirelessly be charged. And the warning was that if you have a pacemaker or an implanted defibrillator, that the iPhone 12, all those magnets can actually prevent your devices from working. And so now everyone was wondering, well, is Apple going to admit to this? Is Apple going to do anything? And apparently what they did was pretty sneaky. Over the weekend on their support page, which is not exactly going very public with this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not even on the front page. Like, you have to really dig to the support page. So they issued a warning saying, if you have an iPhone 12, any of the models, that you need to keep it 6 to 15 inches away from your implanted pacemaker or defibrillator. So essentially they're admitting that, yes, the magnets that are in this phone and all these models, they can disrupt your inner, you know, the inner workings of your pacemaker. This is really serious because more and more people are using iPhones as they get older, and more people have these implanted devices. This is something that is really serious. Now, they're saying that all of the iPhone models should heed caution. Initially, they said, oh, well, it's just the iPhone 12. It has more magnets than the other models. Yeah. That it does have more magnets in it, but all the iPhones have that same technology. It's the radio waves that emanate from the iPhone that actually are what's interfering with your defibrillator and your pacemaker. So make sure you keep it far, far away from your chest. And don't sleep next to it at night. Don't have your phone next to you.
Leave your phone
downstairs. Keep it away from you. Yeah, keep it away from you.
But one of the other things you'll notice, because of all the magnets, if you put it in the same pocket where you have your credit cards.
Oh, it'll ruin that. Yep. That's another thing with the iPhone 12 especially. Yep, you have to really keep everything separate.
Separate, yep. All right, Microsoft has been forced to apologize and reverse its course on the Xbox Gold price thereof.
The Geek Out.
Last week, Microsoft had to issue a mea culpa after announcing a massive price increase for its Xbox Live service. The subscription service is the company's access for users to play even free-to-play games like Fortnite, announcing effectively an increase from $60 to $120 a year. But that didn't last long, as the immediate outcry accused Microsoft of jumping the price as a means of simply pushing users to their more expensive, but yes, better value, Game Pass service. In fact, the outrage was so loud, the apology and reversal included the news that free-to-play games like Fortnite soon would no longer require even a Live Gold membership, which is a huge win for gamers. We tweeted the news over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, let's see what else we have here. Elon Musk in the news again with his fossil fuel stuff.
Exactly. So he's donating $100 million to develop a prize for the best carbon capture technology. He is, of course, the latest billionaire to throw his weight behind this rising industry. He's the world's second wealthiest man, which I actually did not know. I didn't think he was that high up. But he didn't say exactly what the prize will entail, but carbon capture technologies are designed to pull greenhouse gas emissions out of the air from sources of pollution like steelmaking factories, and then that carbon dioxide gets recycled and it makes new products like sustainable fuels. It's really cool. So Bill Gates has put $1 billion into this already. Microsoft is doing it too. I think it's a great challenge.
All right, so that's good news. All right, we have lots of it here. The good news program is the DJV show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.